This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The White House has argued in a court brief that it has a compelling government interest in mandating abortion pills, birth control, in short, anything it considers contraceptive, and that violating religious belief does not amount to a substantial burden on citizens. The brief seeks to defend the HHS mandate against a suit by the owners of Hercules Industries. 40 years of legalized abortion is in itself a significant landmark. Virtually unlimited abortion means that abortion has been a protected practice through all 9 months of pregnancy, and nearly 56 million children were left entirely unprotected. Since the Supreme Court handed down its 1973 Roe v. Wade decision allowing such. Operation Rescue is facing death threats in Wichita, Kansas, for its work opposing abortion. They have notified the FBI and Wichita police. This is Life News Radio. Did you know 4 out of 10 men whose partners had an abortion, years after the abortion, experienced chronic post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms? Most of these men reported feelings of grief and sadness, guilt. They felt anger, anxiety, and isolation. LifeNewsRadio.com has links to the full article with resources for help. Visit LifeNewsRadio.com. There is help and healing after abortion. U.S. Congressman Dave Schweikert is pro-life for some entirely compelling reasons. 15 years ago, he accidentally found the name of his birth mother and came to understand what she went through and how she came to refuse an abortion. Representative Schweikert was adopted into a loving family, came to know his birth mother, and is now beginning his second term in the U.S. House. This has been Life News Radio.